Welcome back to another episode of the Make Disciples podcast. My name is Dan Rober, and joining me in the podcast studio today is Maddie Sanders. Maddie, good to have you here with us.
Thank you.
I'm so glad that you joined us. And there's probably a number of people that are listening that may not know who you are. So why don't you just introduce yourself, talk a little bit about how long you've been here at Wildwood and what you do on staff here at Wildwood.
So I became the assistant student director in March of 2025. But before that, I was an intern up there for a few, maybe like 4 years, I think. So, yeah. And I grew up here.
2024, too. Right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hello.
Okay.
Like, yeah, we're talking. My mind is in 2025.
Ooh, it's so coming. It's very soon.
Yeah.
Yes. That's actually better than I am, because more often than not, I will write 2024 on anything that I have to write the date on.
Yes.
Well into 2025.
I will definitely still do that.
You're still thinking about it. Wonderful. So you've been actively involved in student ministry, and I, for one, am really thankful for that, because I now have a child in student ministry for the first time, and so she's getting actively involved up there. So I appreciate the work that you do. I'd love to hear a little bit more about your story, though. So tell me first, what led you to Christ? What drew you in your life towards this thing that we do called Christianity?
I think it really started, well, what place to start? I did grow up in the church, and so I went like every Sunday, and I was baptized when I was 11, I think by Pastor Barksdale. So I would say that then, but I don't know, like just thinking back, I don't think I really began, I don't think I really recognized my sin until like college. Even though I grew up in the church and everything. And so I feel like I have a hard time with it of like, oh, when did I actually become a believer? But I do really think it was in college, because I recognized how much I needed God. And I think I did before, but just like not as much. So I got involved with CRU, which is like a campus ministry at FSU. Even though I was going to TCC, I was like, I'm still going to the FSU CRU. And so what they do is they usually pair you up with a discipler. And so a lady asked me, which she was like a year older than me. I call her a lady, but she was like a year older than me. And so we started reading the Bible together, and she started asking me like very basic questions, like, you know, why do you think you need Jesus? And then I don't think I knew the answer, you know, because my mind was very in like the mode of like, oh, I can do this all by myself, and I have like my own plan for my life, I think. And I was just very prideful. And so when she started asking me those questions, I like only knew, you know, the little Sunday school answers. And so I remember her like, I don't know what, I think we were studying Ephesians, and then I think we were talking about like repentance. Or confession, I guess they're very similar. And she was like, oh, if you like don't like regularly confess to like God, like what are you doing, you know, basically. And so that was like a wake-up call for me of like, oh, wait, what? And so I feel like that was like the turning point. And it wasn't like super black and white, like, oh, that day, you know, the day after I was like, changed, but it was a very like a process, I think, like maybe through that year or through college, of like recognizing that I was just like, oh, I didn't think I needed God. So yeah, that was cool. That's literally crazy that like a girl, because I probably wouldn't have been receptive to like anyone else. I'm sure Logan probably said that to me, or maybe he was too scared to, you know, because we were dating then. So but I think that was like cool how he put someone in my life to be like really bold. And I really like respected her a lot. So when she said that, I like took it instead of like being defensive, maybe.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
Yeah. I think you're making a really important statement here as well, that in some ways we grow up in the faith, especially if we're part of a church. But even though you might consider yourself a Christian, you're still growing into the faith. And when it fully becomes yours, maybe not one of these, like you said, a black and white idea, but it's something that you're growing into and understanding more and more. I think that we talk frequently about how this idea that you need to have this date and time conversion thing, and that happens for some people, like mm-hmm. what happened to Paul, for example, you know, it went from one thing to another thing immediately. But for some of us, it is that growth and development over time where you do have this commitment to Jesus. You do have this faith, but you're growing into it. And so even though you knew so many things, you still grow further into it through your time, like you said, with Crew over at FSU, mm-hmm. which is a great ministry. So I'm glad that they are mm-hmm. working through with that. That's yes. wonderful. So that's part of your faith story, but let's talk specifically about ministry now. So what was it that brought you into ministry that eventually got you on staff here at Wildwood?
Well, I always wanted to be an intern because I thought they were so cool. I like looked up to them so much when I was like in middle and high school. So my plan was like, oh, I always want to be an intern. But weirdly enough, my freshman year, I didn't do that. Instead, I worked with like the kids. I don't really know why, which is so odd because it was like a dream of mine. Oops, I bumped the mic.
Oh, you're good.
For so long. but where was my train of thought? Oh, so I guess like I felt like I wanted to do that my second year, and because I don't know, I love elementary school, but I think I love middle and high school even more. So I like felt like God was like, oh, you should like intern in your second year, you know, after all of the things with like Crew, and I felt like I was ready. And so I was doing that for a little bit, and then I think that same year that I started interning, I was like second guessing going to FSU for the rest of my bachelor's. And I felt like God was like people in my life were telling me like, Maddie, literally slow down. You like don't need to jump into a degree. It was environmental science, which would have been cool, but I don't know, not as cool as ministry. But I was like, oh, maybe I don't love this like as much as I thought. And so I decided to take a gap year and kind of explore like, I don't know. It was kind of crazy. I like kind of thought I was going to do construction for a little bit. And I'm so surprised my dad was not like, Maddie, what is going on? And so I was like almost trying to like think about those like different jobs. And so I worked like on a farm and I did some cleaning on the side. So it was a lot of like little jobs that year. But the thing I just realized, the thing that brought me like the most joy was going on Wednesday and Sunday nights and like leading a small group, being around the middle schoolers, like leading a small group. And I wasn't going to go back to college. Like I was like, oh, I'm fine, just not, because I don't think there's anything I'm passionate about. And so I found my passion in that. And I like looked for colleges, and I was looking for a college to like finish out my bachelor's. And so Moody Bible Institute lets you do that. And so I was like, okay, I'll do this. And that was kind of the next step of like, okay, if I'm going to do ministry, this is like the next step. And God was like, yes, do this, you know? And so that was like an amazing, I think it was like a year and a half of learning and things. And then after that, I was like looking for a job in youth ministry because I knew I wanted, I just love youth ministry. And I think that is what I wanted, my job to be. But it's kind of hard to find like a women's role if I'm not going to be a youth pastor, you know, in the PCA, because you can't like, where can I like work, I guess, in the PCA, if that is like, because I do love the PCA and this denomination. And so like Wildwood opened up, and that was like super cool of me like freaking out for like 6 months and being like, God, I just want a youth ministry job. I don't understand why you sent me to Bible school if you're just gonna like have me work on a farm or something again, or clean houses for the rest of my life. And so like my dream job basically opened up in February of 2024. And so that is me here.
Yeah.
So long story.
Yeah. But we're thrilled that it got you here.
Yes.
And actively serving our middle school and high school students. So just one more question. What would you say your hope is for Wildwood?
I should have thought about this beforehand.
Pop quiz.
I guess that we would be like more like unified, not saying that we're not right now, but that I don't know. I would see like kids, I already see this, but just like see kids going to second service like after Sunday school with their families, but also going to like Sunday morning and maybe having more like family events, because I know there's just like, I don't know. Yeah, I think that
unity, that's what Jesus calls us to in John 17. It was the most important thing that he wanted to emphasize before he was arrested. Yeah, an important thing. Well, thank you so much for sharing your story, Maddie. And thank you for joining us for this episode. And we love sharing our stories, but we want to hear your stories as well. If you have a story to share about how God has moved or worked in your life, you can share it with us by going to wildwoodtlh.com/stories. And there's a short form that you can fill out there where you can share your story with us. And we want to use those stories to encourage our congregation. And I hope you'll join us again for the next episode of the Make Disciples podcast.